The Michigan Ag Today podcast is brought to you by the Michigan Agricultural Mediation Program, providing free services to farmers and ranchers of all types. If you need help, mediation may be the solution. Visit their website, MichiganMediates.org. Putting farm expenses into perspective. I'm CJ Miller, and this is Michigan Ag Today News. As farmers enter another year of production, trying to make it better than a break-even operation, one expert says to take a hard look at that cost of production. Andy Eubank has more.
Producers don't have a lot of levers, but they got to think about their fixed costs, their machinery costs, their land costs, family living. How can they get those adjusted to try to get themselves right-sized for the profitability story?
That's Agricultural Economic Insights Managing Partner David Widmar. He adds the big piece is farmland.
Farmland is sort of the final mechanism. When we have profits in the sector, we bid up farmland values, and then we have losses we tend to adjust, and farmland is one of those big adjustments.
In their recent report that used Indiana data, AEI concluded cash rents are really high relative to profitability, especially contribution margin.
We have revenue, we have variable costs, and then contribution margin is what we use to pay rent, what we use to pay our family living, we use to service our debt. But cash rents in Indiana are more than budgeted contribution margin. What does that mean? It's that we don't have anything left to pay our machinery, ourselves, our family, our debt. And so that's a tough spot. We see some adjustment maybe coming in that way. And then the second piece is that farmland is at a really low capitalization rate. So it's at a 2.2% cap rate. That's cash rents divided by the value. Think about it this way. You can go put it into a 10-year treasury or savings account and get something more like 3.5% or 4%. So investors keep putting money in farmland at a 2% projection whenever there's other assets doing better. So the farmland market's going to have to adjust to that as well.
Widmar says you might need to consider walking away from a cash rent deal if it just doesn't make sense. And that can be a very hard move to make. But he encourages you to have difficult renegotiation conversations where needed.
I think most farmers struggle a lot with that. That's a very personal conversation. It's kind of like saying, I can't afford this. And so that's a very intimate conversation. But I think what we need to think about is we need to bid this asset that we're going to utilize based on the conditions that are prevailing in the farm economy.
Hear more from Widmar about how to have those conversations at our website. I'm Andy Eubank.
Attention construction pros. Purple Wave Auction brings quality equipment to your fingertips. Join our bi-weekly online auctions featuring dozers, excavators, loaders, and more. We provide detailed listings, photos, and seller contact info. Inspect online or in person. With our no-reserve policy, every item sells to the highest bidder. Visit purplewave.com today and see why informed builders choose Purple Wave. Transparent processes, real deals, your next great purchase awaits. purplewave.com.
I'm Ben LaCrosse from Leelanau County and president of Michigan Farm Bureau, and you're listening to Michigan Ag Today.
Mild air in control across Michigan today. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin. Let's take a look at that forecast update. Here's what's going on. We have a strong southwest surge of air in for your Thursday. That's going to push temperatures above normal in all locations. I personally wish this could stay. It will not, but it is what it is. In this warm air surge, we actually have low pressure trying to lift out of the central plains to the northeast. Starting the day here with low pressure back in southwest Kansas, by the time we get to midnight tonight, it's going to be in central to east central Wisconsin. That's the track of this low. That's going to spread scattered showers into Michigan starting mid to late afternoon and then continuing through the evening and overnight. Quarter to three-quarter inch rain fall totals, 100% coverage of Michigan, and this is going to linger into early tomorrow morning. I think by midday, we're seeing clouds break up a little bit, and we're going to be dry, but we're also going to be cooler than today. That lull continues well into Saturday morning, and then we see a backside cold air rotating through behind a cold front, and that brings us some scattered snow showers for Saturday afternoon, Saturday evening, especially central and northern parts of Michigan. Minor accumulations, yes, more of a nuisance than anything else, though, at this point. We keep that snow potential around through Sunday. Monday just is chilly but dry. Tuesday temperatures moderate, and then we go back down a little bit for Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of next week. I'm meteorologist Ryan Martin.
It takes focus, dedication, and vision to run a farming operation. Those are also the qualities we at Michigan Ag Today have in bringing you the information you need every day. With the largest broadcast team in the state, we have the resources to cover Michigan agriculture. That's why we are the most listened to and most trusted media source in Michigan. We are Michigan Ag Today, heard daily on this station.
Andy Eubank is back once again, along with Tom Fritz with EFG Group Chicago. As they review Wednesday's grain markets, they spoke at the close of trade Wednesday.
Monday solid, a sell-off on Tuesday, and what do you know, Tom? Back on the plus side with a soybean rally, and wheat and corn futures followed as well. To what do we attribute the higher moves?
I was a little miffed at, how about perplexed, as to what the soybean and soybean meal rally was all about. And the best I can come up with is, you know, parts of Argentina are getting a little bit dry. We're moving into the heart of their summer down there. And but there is some pretty solid rains forecasted for later this week into the weekend, early next week. Now, if those rains fail to materialize, okay, then we've got something to trade on as far as Argentina goes.
Once again, Tom Fritz with EFG Group Chicago. Settlements from Wednesday, March corn up 2¾ at 446¾. May corn also 2¾ higher at 454. Both March and May soybeans climbing 10¾ each. March at 1067, May closing at 1078¾, and March wheat gaining 7.5 cents to 518. February live cattle falling $2.10 to $234.52, and February lean hogs down 87 cents to $84.80. Be sure to like us on Facebook and connect with us on LinkedIn. You can also bookmark our website, MichiganAgToday.com, your home for all the latest farm news. I'm CJ Miller, Michigan Ag Today, Michigan's Farm Network.